All right. Really, the only injury to talk about right now that I have any heads up on is Branch. The guys are just coming in now, so they come in at around noon. He had a broken foot at one time that was repaired before he got here, and he had soreness in that foot. So they were going to go in and do a CT scan. He's actually there now, just to see. He actually felt a little bit better this morning, but we'll see how it looks. I mean, there's no indication either way right now, but we'll let you know when we get that. I just want to put a quick shout out to Gary Pinkel for all the great work he's done at the University of Missouri. I mean, I've got to know him a little bit here, and good man. He's fighting the fight here. But I know good things will happen for him. He's done a tremendous job there, but he's also a good guy, and that's important in this business. As far as the game goes, it was a good win for our team. I guess a good football team. So, I mean, it'll be analyzed backward and forward on this or that, but bottom line is, it was the Denver Broncos against the Kansas City Chiefs, and it was a heck of a football game, and we respect them, and at the same time, that's part of what makes a win a good win. We know that we have plenty of room to improve, which we'll need to do here as we go forward, but all three phases had some positives yesterday and did some good things. I always start with the offensive and defensive line. Normally, if you have success, those groups have done well, and I thought they did well yesterday for the most part. And then things followed from there. So coordinators, I thought, had great game plans, all three of them. And the players, I thought, executed well. They came out with a lot of fire. I thought kind of took the fight to them, which was important against that crew. Because that crew has a tendency to play through the whistle and do their thing. So. But I thought our guys handled that very well. So, time's yours.
And then last thing, I was just curious, as far as building that kind of attitude to combat that, you know, I've kind of asked you about that for weeks now, but yeah. What kind of role did, you know, as a head coach, do you have to play in helping instill that attitude? And not just you, but where else did it come from? How else did you guys help build that over the last week?
Yeah, listen, I think it comes from the players. I mean, they've nobody wants to be pushed around or whatever. So you take a lot of pride in what you do. And, we're fortunate where in our business we have an opportunity to look at video and you can see things that go on and you don't want them to happen to you. We had some incidents the last game that we played them that we saw firsthand. So within the whistle, within the rules, you want to make sure that you don't allow those things to happen. I thought the officials did a good job with it, too, for the most part. So.
Are you confident your team stayed within the rules? Because commentary from Broncos indicates that you're just the dirtiest team around.
Yeah. Well, listen, we had the one call. But I thought, from there, everything was pretty cut and dry. It was hard-nosed football. I mean, they're going to be sore bodies on each team from that game. It was a physical game. So, and people are going to say things. I mean, I understand that, but that's how things roll. Bottom line is, you win the game and you do it within the rules.
And you talked a whole lot about everything Macklin was going to give your offense on the field, the speed, the playmaking and all that. What about attitude, intangibles? What is he giving you guys in that skill position?
So Jeremy's a feisty guy, man. And a confident guy, so that part can carry over to other people. He's going to play hard. You saw it in his blocking yesterday. I mean, not just the one where 43 got ejected from the game, but on some of the other plays, you saw him downfield blocking people. So that's how he rolls. He's going to play the whole play. Played aggressive, tough. Not going to back down from anybody.
Is
said you knew it was going to be a physical game. It seemed like earlier there were a lot of multiple tight ends, a lot of Sherman on the field running up the middle. Was that the plan going in, is just to kind of stack the box and go right after?
Yeah, I'd tell you probably four out of the first six plays that were first and second down thoughts were more run plays and in that area. So, we felt that we could do some things there. And then they made some adjustments. I thought they did a good job the second half with some of their adjustments. And we kind of had to retool some things. We were able to finish strong with the run game. But they did a good job of adjusting to that.
My last thing on the topic, Ja Reed, you got a penalty on Von Miller, but like he's trying to finish a block and be physical. I just want to know, what's the message from the staff there on that to him?
We appreciated the effort. I didn't think he needed that extra, the extra part of it. He did a great job. Mm-hmm. He didn't need to do that. You get the idea. It was early in the game. That was the frame of mind the guys were in, and but there's a point where you got to be smart with that. Those things can disrupt drives. You can still play good physical football without that. And at that point, they were having a hard time stopping us. So if you're going to stop yourself, you don't want that to happen. Right?
What is it you do in the bye week that makes you so successful the next game? Is it the rest of the players? Is it the
man? I don't have no idea. To be honest with you, I've been asked that over the years, and I have no idea. I think other people do the same thing as far as resting them, and I don't know. I don't know that. I'm not sure what the secret there is, but what it is.
The 80-yard touchdown for Sharkhandrick. Were you surprised to see him kind of run away? Something we hadn't really seen from him on the field yet, where he kind of outran.
Yeah, he can scoot. He has to take like twice as many steps, but he can scoot. He's got those little short legs, but he can go. And we knew that. He hadn't had that opportunity to do that, but you got to see it there. Yeah.
What kind of progression have you seen from Cairo Santos over the last year and a half? Where is he at?
I think he's gotten stronger, just physically stronger. And then he's very relaxed through the kick. You got to stay on top of that. We're only just a little over halfway through the season, so you got to keep that rhythm going and maintain it. That's half the challenge there.
Have you seen something different out of Alex Smith the last couple games here? In terms of maybe confidence or just?
Yeah, well, I think he's playing well. It might just be the confidence in the guys around him. Getting Jeremy was new. You think back, and really Jason Avon hadn't been with us for really that long. He's got young. The rest of them are young guys. So I mean, you just pick and choose the remaining three there. They're all young guys. So the more reps you get with them, the better. This is really Kelsey's first year being a starter, so it's important. It's important for a quarterback to, in a split second, have the confidence that you're going to be where you're going to be against that coverage and on that particular route. And so, I think we're getting there with that.
I saw you dressed as, but we weren't in there last night. With Niall Davis. Salim McKean played a lot of special teams. Like, I saw that. Like, he did play. Spencer Ware was the number two running back now. So, just, what's keeping Niall from being the number two running back? I mean, he still could operate in that role, I guess.
Yeah, no. We haven't lost confidence. And now, the way it works, those guys are working in on special teams. Both of them are. 20, Akeem Ware, both have a bigger role than what Niall had. Niall was just doing the returning, and then we felt 13 could do that too. So, and they were kind of rotating that spot. So, really, that's kind of what it came down to. I mean, literally.
With the Niall, you just don't feel confident enough in the other three major special teams groups that he can contribute?
Yeah, that hasn't really been his thing. I mean, you know, he's the other guys, we think we're playing the best guys at those spots. Again, this doesn't mean that we've lost interest in Nile or anything by any means. It's just trying to find the best group that you can put out there for all these different areas, and you know, that's where we're at with it.
You're talking about a couple players I saw said so after the game, and you mentioned coming out with aggressiveness, energy, and so forth. One, can you bottle that and carry it to the next week, or do results help push that along?
Yeah, so, you know, I felt like we kind of did that the second half of Minnesota on. I felt like we've taken it up a notch there for, you know, whatever reason that is. I think this was much different than that, other than the opponent. You're talking about the number one defense in the National Football League, talking about a Hall of Fame quarterback. You know, I mean, these are – These are good players and a good football team. You know, it's important that you do it against that kind of a team too. And I thought our guys did that.
You talk about it coming from within the team. Is part of your role as the head coach to set a few fires along the way, light a few fuses, push them in that direction?
I don't do that.
You don't do that?
I don't do that.
Last one, too.
Last thing about now, I mean, I've known him now a couple of years. He's a pretty competitive guy. You know, just in your opinion, how's he handled the situation the last year? Because I'm sure it hasn't gone the way he's wanted. Just how's he handled
it? Yeah, I think he's handled it professionally. So that's all part of this business. He's a young guy. He's learning. And he's got a lot of good days ahead of him. So that's not – this isn't the – end of the road for Nile at all.